You're listening to Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura here on ClaibsOnline.com. The fun and games start after this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Munganass with Munganass St. Louis Acura, here to talk to you today about some benefits of Acura's certified pre-owned program. After passing a 182-point multi-point inspection, Acura backs all of our certified pre-owned cars with a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Munganass St. Louis Acura has new inventory arriving daily. Come on into Munganass St. Louis Acura today, meet our award-winning team, and find that perfect certified pre-owned Acura for you.
The weekend just got more entertaining. It's Weekend Joe on Claibs Online, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura. Hear from some of the big names in St. Louis and national sports every weekend. And now, here's Joe Roderick and me. I'm Andy Hanselman.
And welcome on into another episode of Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhardt Alton Toyota. They got them new 2025 Camrys out there at Munganass Burkhardt Alton Toyota. They're at 850 Homer Adams Parkway. You can rent one now by going to altontoyota.com and get that black all-sport Camry. It's a hybrid, too, so about 50-plus miles to the gallon. Get it, drive it around this weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful out there, which is a nice change of pace from all of this rain. I am Joe Roderick, joined alongside by Andy Hansman. Andy, hello.
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm here in my basement doing this podcast, as you are in your basement.
I am.
And through the beauty of technology, we're able to continue to do this the same way we have for the last 4-plus years.
It's kind of amazing. I do like it when you come over. But
I know. I'm sore. Andy, I'm a little sore.
Yeah? What are you, from your big run? Not from running.
I ran the half marathon.
Yeah, in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati, yeah. More on that in a second. Andy, I did my first run today since then. I went about 8.5 miles.
Okay.
Today. I don't know if I've talked about this, but I am doing the Belleville Marathon at the end of September.
You have not mentioned this.
So the Y that I work at is a big corporate sponsor of the Belleville Marathon. First year, they're doing the big sponsorship. They paid whatever top dollar to get their, you know, logo on the t-shirts and mentions and all that stuff. And the folks at the Belleville Marathon said, thank you so much for your donation to us. As a way of saying thank you, we are going to give you one free entry to use on anybody.
Oh.
And this was a meeting I was not at. But my bosses, they looked at each other and they said, Joe will do it. And I said, cool, guys.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Didn't plan on running a marathon in Belleville. If I would have, you know, made it to New York or Chicago or Tokyo or Berlin, like I would have been all in on that. Would have been all over that. Belleville wasn't really planning on running 26 miles through the city that I live in.
Right.
Yeah. But
I'm sure it's kind of through downtown where there's lots of little brick streets and stuff.
Yeah, I think they try to avoid the brick streets. Majority of it is on Main Street. And then it ventures off into the trails that I run on often. But I really wasn't planning on doing that. And here I am. So that is, Andy, I have a countdown on my phone for this.
Yep.
It is 142 days away.
And it's a full 26.2.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I ran a half this weekend, Andy, on 3 days. Yeah, I signed up on a Wednesday and I ran it on Sunday.
Right.
So, Andy, also this week, though, Tuesday morning, I get a text from a guy saying, hey, we're in a pinch. we need somebody to play softball tonight. We had two guys get hurt last week. We had three more that dropped out today. Can you do it? Now, this is a team that I played on. Andy, there was a time when I was on three different teams one summer.
Right. I think I kind of remember this.
And you know what? My body was not very thankful for it.
Well,
and
that yeah. happened.
So I just said no to all three of the teams and stopped playing completely. And this one team has asked me to play for them several times, and I have turned them down every time. And I could feel that I was not the first person they asked. I could feel they were kind of like, hey, we really, really need your help.
Right.
And I said, okay, I will. And they said, that's great. You're just going to play first base. Awesome. I love playing first base. Love scooping it out of the turf. Love saving a bad throw. Love just making plays out there. And also not having to move a whole lot.
Right.
Andy, second inning of the first game. It was a doubleheader, by the way.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Doubleheader that started at 8:30.
Okay.
Second inning of the game, our shortstop goes down.
Oh, no.
They say, Joe, we need you to play short. Now, I'm not, if I'm out there playing short, Andy, I'm not just going to stand out there and take ground balls that come right to me.
No, you're a go-getter.
Yeah, I was sliding around on that turf. I was trying to make some crazy-ass plays, trying to dive, pop up, make a throw. Andy, I threw one behind my head. I made a play fielding a ground ball going out into center field, and I did a no-look pass behind my head to the second baseman. The guy was safe, but nonetheless. So just overall soreness of my entire body right now.
I feel like you were playing the five Ds of shortstop. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
That's pretty much what it was, yeah. I was all over the place. So little sore.
Yep.
Little sore from that. But the Cincinnati Marathon, it's called the Flying Pig Marathon, Andy.
Do you figure out why they call it that?
Something with like the stockyards back in the day.
Yeah.
I guess last year it rained like almost 2 inches.
Oh, fun.
And they called it the Flooded Pig.
Oh.
Last year.
Hello again, everybody.
Yeah. So I will say this, really, really fun atmosphere at the race.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook post about it, and you said it was better than running with 10 people in a park.
Yeah.
It was a really, really nice atmosphere. You really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the Vegas Marathon was one of those where it was just like, cross it off the list and let's move on.
Which you would think the Vegas Marathon would like be like on the strip.
I mean, this was kind of a one put together by like a run club.
Sure, I understand.
You know, it's like they're to raise funds for their organization for the year. And yeah. Like the rock and roll people, they put on a marathon, half marathon every year in Vegas, where they close down the strip and they do it at night.
Ah, that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, that one's a popular one.
I bet. That'd be a lot of
fun. Three laps through this park in Vegas, not so popular.
Right.
Walking by people who are out walking their dogs.
Right. Oh, hey, there's that guy again. Must be running a marathon.
Yeah.
So, Joe,
yeah.
You talked about a time that we thought would be acceptable for you for this Flying Pig Marathon.
Correct.
Joe, what was your final number?
I believe what they marked it at, what Strava marked it at, 159.41.
Really?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Finished it in under 2 hours. Did not think that was a possibility, Andy, on the hills of the 5th and 6th mile, all straight uphill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like Alton Hills or like what kind of hills?
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah.
They just didn't stop and it just kept going up and up and up. And I got to the very top and I was like, I didn't realize. I mean, you could see all of Cincinnati. I'm pretty sure I could see Dayton from how far up we were.
Yeah. So now did you have to run? Like, did they have you go through that twice?
No. The whole thing, it was just one. No, you ran through the cities, I believe, at some point. Again, not a geography major, Andy, but I think at one point I might have been in Kentucky.
Did you cross the bridge?
I crossed multiple bridges.
Then you were definitely in Kentucky.
Okay.
So if you ran over the Ohio, you are in Covington, Kentucky.
Okay. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the map right now. Andy, not only was I in Covington, Kentucky, I ran over the Licking River into Newport, Kentucky.
Ah.
And then back over.
Okay.
Actually, Andy, it almost looks as if my I initially ran into Newport, Kentucky, and then crossed the Licking River into Covington, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then back into Cincinnati.
Did they have you run across the old Blue Bridge there?
Looking at it, looks like the first bridge we ran over was called the Taylor Southgate Bridge.
Okay.
And then ran over the crossed back over under the Clay Wade Bailey Bridge.
Yeah, I think that's the Blue Bridge.
Okay.
I believe it. They used that movie. They used that bridge in the movie. Jason Bateman and
Melissa McCarthy.
Yes, when they're coming in to say
identity,
Louis.
Identity theft,
identity thief,
identity thief.
Yes.
They they're on 70 at one point in that movie. They're on the Mark McGuire Expressway, a highway at one point, I believe, going under.
Yeah, I think they filmed some of it in St. Louis.
Yeah,
but the shot you see of them crossing the bridge into St. Louis is not a bridge in St. Louis. It's the bridge in Cincinnati.
I think I lost you there for a second, Andy.
I said the bridge that they show there. Yeah, it was cutting. I heard the noise. The bridge they show that the and when they cross into St. Louis in that movie is actually the bridge in Cincinnati. That like,
gotcha. Super, like, I do remember. Yeah, I do remember there were some continuity errors in that, but the parts where they were in St. Louis, like they were clearly in St. Louis.
That's correct.
Yeah, for that. So yeah, that was. But that was Sunday.
I'm so shocked that the filmmaker, I think it was Ivan Reitman, or maybe his son. Who's his son, Reitman? I can't think of his name. I'm surprised they didn't want to use the entire, you know, St. Louis riverfront. You know, it's so beautiful off to the south.
Right.
And really, really pretty up north of the arch, too. Just gorgeous, gorgeous riverfront property.
So Andy, that was, I got in the car, drove home after that.
You texted me, too, that you stopped in Casey, Illinois.
Well, I didn't stop to see anything. I needed to stop for a bathroom break.
Did you use the largest toilet in the world?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it was just a Casey's in Casey.
Ah, well, how ironic! How right. Lovely.
So, Andy, on Saturday, I had the two choices of what I could do on my Saturday night in Cincinnati.
Right.
I could either go.
Say that again. We dropped again.
Comedian Tom Segura was in town.
He was
favorite of mine.
Yes,
got a picture with him at the Super Bowl this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And but those tickets, Andy, started at $39.
Not bad.
I believe it was a rescheduled show, and they were just trying to. There were a lot of resale tickets out on the market.
Okay.
Or I could have gone to Reds and Orioles.
Now, Reds and Orioles was the original plan.
It was. So I did go to Reds Orioles. My thought process behind it was that if I got tired from driving all day, if I just had kind of wanted to get out of there, I would have felt really bad leaving Tom Segura early.
I gotcha.
I would not have felt bad leaving a baseball game I didn't really care about early.
Right.
Not to mention the first time I went, first and only time I've been to Great American Ballpark, stopped there on the way to Cleveland, Ben Boyd, met up with my cousin there. I was on crutches. I was 2 weeks removed from ACL surgery. I was on crutches. So I got to walk around and enjoy the ballpark. Sans crutches.
And pretty nice ballpark, right?
It was okay. It was a nice ballpark. Andy, on the concourse out in center field, you could not see the field of play, but they had an area out there, Andy. It was called the all you can eat section.
$25.
You give them $25. They give you a paper cup and a wristband and five, I guess like raffle tickets. Let's call them.
Okay.
That said the word food on them.
Okay. So we know the kinds of tickets we're talking about here.
Yes. Andy, the cup was unlimited drinks. You could fill it up with whatever you wanted.
Soda and beer or just soda?
Just soda. Just soda.
Okay.
Soft drinks.
Soft drinks.
Yes. You could go up to the counter and get unlimited popcorn, peanuts, chips, pretzels. They had it all there.
Yep.
The five tickets were for five hot dogs.
Okay.
Andy, you get a better quality hot dog for $1.19 at Rally's than what they were giving
you
there.
Oh, no.
Andy, I went up and I said, I'll take one hot dog, please. I ripped off a ticket. I handed it to the gentleman. And I put the tickets in my pocket.
Yep.
Filled up a soda, got a bag of popcorn. And I went up and I went and started watching the game to go enjoy the game.
Mm-hmm.
Sat there for a while, consumed all of my stuff.
Right.
Went to walk back to the section to go get another hot dog and refill my soda. Yep. Yeah. Andy, they gave me five hot dogs. I was going to at least eat three hot dogs.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Andy, the four tickets somehow fell out of my pocket.
No.
I retraced my steps.
Yep.
I did. I mean, it was honestly, it was 50 yards that I had walked.
Right. Not very far.
And I walked there and back, did not see the tickets on the ground. I'm assuming that somebody might have picked them up and got four extra hot dogs.
Yeah.
I would have felt real, real fat if I would have walked up to the gentleman who was working the little kiosk selling the stuff.
Yes.
And said, hey, sir, I lost my four tickets for my hot dogs. Could I please have some more?
Why would you have felt fat for doing that?
Because I feel like the guy would have looked at me and said, okay, tubby, I know you just ate your five hot dogs and you just want more. And I feel like that would have, I would have been heavily judged for that.
Hey, psst. That heavy, that heavy kid's back. He wants more hot dogs.
So again, so that ties in. So anyway, I mean, I feel like $25 to just be in one section, not have to wait in any lines, whatever. I felt like it would have been worth it if I would have been able to consume more than one hot dog.
Yeah, for sure. So did you just get more popcorn, things like that? Yeah. How was the popcorn? Strong to quite strong?
Nah.
It's a little stale.
Nah, that's what you get for what you got. I got what I paid for.
Joe, you and I went to the ball game on last Friday night. We saw Sonny Gray pitch against the White Sox. You know, they won that series.
No, they didn't. They lost that series. They won the game, and then they lost the two games after that. Andy, they haven't won a game since then.
Thought they swept.
Nope. They are losing a lot of games.
Joe, back around like section one, I guess it'd probably be about one. It's right by gate one. There in the one of the team store down there on the main concourse, they have the big hot dog stand, the fancy hot dog stand. Joe, it's where they have the hot dog with the egg and the hash brown and covered it
right.
Joe, I didn't get that. I got the other huge hot dog. It's literally like an 18 inch hot dog. I covered it with grilled onions and peppers and put a little jardinera on there. Boy, let me tell you something. For $12, that is a hell of a deal at the ballpark.
It was only $12?
Yes, it was only $12.
I am a little shocked by that.
Yep, it was really, really good.
I really would have thought it would have been a lot more.
No, it was good. And Joe, I'm a ketchup on a hot dog kind of guy.
Yeah.
For a certain hot dog. For that kind of hot dog, you only put mustard on it. Ketchup would have ruined it.
Yeah, I wish I would have had the opportunity to put more ketchup on my hot dogs out at in Cincinnati. So I go to check into my hotel there too.
Right.
Jamaican woman working the counter.
Yes.
And I walk in to go check in, and
it's making me crazy.
She says to me, "Oh, are you here for the band gig? There's some battle of the bands in town."
Well, you do look like a rock star.
I said, "No, ma'am." I said, "I'm here to run in the big race tomorrow." She goes, "Oh, you're an athlete, huh?" I feel very offended by that.
Can't you just tell I just ate five hot dogs?
And then she says to me, "Breakfast is here till 10. but you'll still," she goes, "you probably won't be finished by then." Andy, I did get back in time to eat breakfast. I wish she was working because I would have made a point to let her know that I had returned.
We've been like, ha.
But like, hey, look who made it back for breakfast.
Hey, that tummy kid made it back for breakfast. Sorry, the heavy kid made it back for breakfast.
The athletic kid. Look how athletic I am.
Right. Fucking kingpin when Randy Quaid says he's just in awe and of all the athletic abilities that he's surrounded by at the National Bowling Center in Reno.
Mm-hmm. God.
Well, Joe, so did you decide to go fill up on the Skyline Chili too?
I did not have any Skyline Chili. No.
All right.
Well, kind of been anti-chili lately, so.
Yeah. Stomach issues can do that to you.
So. Yeah, so I've kind of been off of off right. of that. So,
well, congrats on your
still sore, and that's why. Long story short, 20 minutes into the show, that is why I am. That's why I'm just at home doing the program tonight.
Well, it was a great story.
Yeah, but hopefully, Andy, soon we could be doing shows from your house in the pool.
Oh, the pool's open, Joe. We opened it.
Oh, open! It's open.
It's open. It's dirty as hell right now.
Yeah.
But because I finally got it cleared up. But Joe, I went to every pool owner experiences this, and I just experienced it for the first time. I went to go open up the Skimmer Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, there was a gigantic bullfrog in the Skimmer, just there snacking on beetles and bugs and shit.
Oh, did you keep him?
No, I let him go. Let him go. He I let him outside the fence that way the dogs wouldn't eat him.
Yeah.
And because, you know, they're real stupid.
Yeah.
Joe, he scared the living shit out of me.
How big we talking, Andy?
At least like 4 or 5 pounds. He was huge.
Really?
He was. I wish I would have taken a picture of him.
Right.
But I was too scared. And then he jumped down into the Skimmer. Luckily, Joe, I bought some of these Skimmer socks that you put in the Skimmer. That way your Skimmer doesn't get dirty. It just catches all the crap inside the sock.
Mm-hmm.
Lets the water pass through. He just jumped in the sock. I emptied the sock out, let him out, and he was gone on his way.
Nice.
Didn't have to touch him.
I don't think I would have wanted to touch the frog.
Joe, I'm worried about the first time I find.
I'm not big on touching fish. I don't think I would have wanted to touch a frog.
Joe, I'm worried about the first time I find like a dead rabbit inside the.
So, Andy, where do we stand now with the pool? Like, what else do you have to do? Have you gotten in the pool? What's the next steps here?
I've not gotten in the pool. The chlorine levels are still a little too high to get into the pool. Plus, it's only there's a sultry 70 degrees in the pool as well. So, and it's like I said, it's still just it's dirty. I really need to clean it. And with the storm, I was going to do it yesterday with the storms, but, you know, the storms prevented me from doing that. I had a busy day today, so I'm going to give it a good cleaning and get it all going tomorrow. So
what'd you say the temperature of it is?
70.
You can jump in there for a few seconds every morning. It'd be a nice little cold plunge.
Yeah. Give me really woken up. Whew.
Right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the worst thing.
No, probably not. Then you got to get out, and the wind's blowing in. It's right. Really cold then. Ooh.
How are the pH levels looking?
pH levels are strong to quite strong.
Mm-hmm.
Salt level, I need to add 9 bags of salt on Saturday, Joe. Nine bags.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get her up, and we're going to get the get that salt system running, and we're doing great. We'll be doing real good, so.
Andy, when we went to that Cardinal game on Friday night, we got to see Wilson Contreras in the game, and that's somebody
sure
that won't be seen for the next 6 to 8 weeks. He broke his forearm in a game earlier this week on Tuesday night against the Mets. J.D. Martinez swung and hit him in the hand or in the arm and broke it, and just watching that live and the replays soon after and seeing the pain in his eyes and seeing the reaction of him sitting outside of the dugout and just having to be consoled out there was really, really tough to watch.
Joe, you are a career catcher in high school and college. Were you ever instructed to scoot in to frame pitches a little bit lower?
That's a new thing. That's a very new thing in baseball. And I would imagine it's slowly going to be walked back by a lot of teams doing this. Plain and simple, it's a method that they was come up with to steal strikes, to catch the ball sooner and trick the umpires into calling more strikes.
Correct.
And while it makes sense, you are, you know, you, you, the catcher's interference calls have skyrocketed in baseball, and it is, you know, you're putting the health of these players in jeopardy, and you're seeing a star catcher like Wilson Contreras now out 2 months with a broken arm because of it. Plain and simple, if we need the umpires to get calls right that much, we need to go to the electronic umpiring.
Joe, is that coming soon, you think?
I really think it is. I think it's being sped up here a bit.
Is it? Do they have to wait for a collective bargaining agreement on that one?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if this is an umpire union thing that has to be done with this. I do not know where they stand with that. I know they are trying it out in the minor leagues, and it seems to be working. And it's a real simple, I mean, we're not talking, it's not just going to be the batter and the catcher there. The home plate umpire is still going to be there.
Right.
The home plate umpire is still calling balls and strikes. It is a simple catcher, batter, pitcher, whatever. They see a call they don't like, they immediately challenge it. And umpire looks up, gets the call, boom, okay, I was wrong. Okay, it's a strike. Okay, move on. I mean, really? It's a 5-second process. Yes. Oh yeah. Go watch.
So it's a challenge, huh?
It is a quick challenge, yes.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised by that.
No, it is. Yeah, it is a really, really quick process that they've done with this, and it's not, you know, the umpire can't get pissed about it because it's just real quick. Hey, I think you're right. Hey, challenge that. Okay, that was. Hey, you called that a strike. It was a ball. Okay, move on.
Well, you go from a situation where throughout all of baseball history now, where arguing balls and strikes with an umpire gets you ejected from a game if you cross a certain line or go too long with it. And now you go almost to the complete opposite end of the spectrum to where they can review it.
Right. But it's a quick review, and it's the technology is in place to show where a strike zone is. And if for some reason it's not working, or if it didn't read the pitch, okay, then what the umpire called stands. I mean, it's such a simple, quick process.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's something that I do hope is coming very soon.
Yeah. So you're in favor of that kind of umpire?
Yes. Yes.
That way you don't have situations like what you had last Saturday at Busch Stadium with CB Buckner blowing calls on the last batter of the game after a 3-hour rain delay.
3-hour rain delay.
For one batter. What the? Why didn't they just call the game?
You couldn't. You couldn't. That's just
why couldn't
just not how, yeah, that's just, you had why to play it out. You had to do something. It sucked that it got to that point. You know what? It was against the White Sox. Should never gotten to that point. True. Game should not have been played that long, but yet it did. So yeah. But it was but it's coming soon. Hopefully in the next year or two, they figure out how they can make that work. Andy, also this weekend, what do I have on the notes for you? I sent you the notes for the show earlier today. This is Andy. I'm interested in your opinion on this. I will give mine as well. Are you familiar with NBA former NBA player Austin Rivers?
I've heard the name. Not super familiar, but I've heard the name.
Son of Doc Rivers.
Okay.
Andy, he was on a podcast earlier this week.
Oh, was he on with Klaibs?
He was not. No, 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 no. Was not on with Klaibs. Andy, he was on a podcast earlier this week. Now, Austin Rivers currently not in the NBA. And I'm sorry, I said podcast. He was on Pat McAfee's show.
Not a podcast, Joe.
Not a podcast. Was a podcast. Now yeah, the biggest, one of the biggest shows in all of media.
We're heading out there.
Apologies for that. He said on Pat McAfee's show that he could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them into the NFL.
Oh.
He said there are not 30 NFL players that you could put in the NBA.
Okay.
J.J. Watt, who now works for CBS, replied, "You don't have a job in either league."
Good for JJ Watt.
So many people have chimed in on this. Jason Kelsey has agreed to do a show with Austin Rivers.
Okay.
In regards to this. Charles Barkley has made fun of Austin Rivers. Randy Moss has made fun of Austin Rivers. Many, many people have made fun of Austin Rivers. Well, now, do I think there might be one or two that could play for both leagues that could make that switch? Absolutely.
Without question.
The athleticism that it takes to play at a professional level in any of these sports is absolutely incredible. And Andy, to see the size of some of these people up close, to see the size of NFL players up close.
Yes.
It's a sight to behold. Some
it really
of them.
Is. It is.
It really, you cannot teach the hand size of Larry Fitzgerald.
I'm just thinking about I'm just thinking about being close to Orlando Pace.
Right.
And just right. I'm 6'3 and a big boy. He's 6'7 and a big boy.
Right. And not only that, Andy, he's agile to where he's dropping back, moving side to side, pushing people around. Yeah. Men the same size as him that have a two-step head start.
Right.
Andy, if you ever sit close to courtside of an NBA game,
mm-hmm.
that will blow your mind more than seeing an NFL player up close and personal.
How big they are?
You cannot comprehend. Like, it's one thing to just see a 7-footer just walking around in the wild.
Right.
You're like, I bet you used to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, to see two men, 6'10", 280 pounds, going at it in the paint in an NBA game.
Yeah.
And realizing just how... And then you see a guard who's 6'6", come run by them and looks tiny. I mean, that's... It's absolutely insane.
Like, Ron Harper was, like, looked small next to Pippen and... Rodman and those guys, right?
Yes.
But Ron Harper is like 6'4", 6'5", right?
Exactly. Exactly.
How tall is Scottie Pippen? 6'10"?
No, Scottie Pippen's about 6'8".
How tall is
6'8", forward from Central Arkansas.
Yeah, I know.
Dennis Rodman, 6'9", from Southeast Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
From Southeast Oklahoma State.
Yes. Austin Rivers not making many many friends while doing this.
I mean, can it be kind of taking his tongue in cheek too, or was he kind of just being a dick?
He has not backtracked on any of this.
All right, well, good for him.
So
I would venture to say, Joe, that he's probably right. That you could set somebody up.
30
guys from the NBA to go to the NFL to either
30.
You could either go catch a ball or block a guy. Or playing a special teams unit.
30 NBA players.
Well, I mean, Joe, there's 75 people on an NFL team, isn't there?
I mean, maybe you could take the fastest player in the NBA and do that. But again, okay, take Ja Morant, for example. One of the most athletic guys in the NBA, right?
Right, I would say so.
Ja Morant is 6'2", 174.
Okay.
How many 170-pound NFL players do you think there are?
None. Maybe a kicker or two.
Okay. Right. 170 pounds. I thought I had that. I was able to find it here, but I'm going to look here at 170. Yeah, Andy, I'm seeing two players in the NBA in the NFL right now who are 170 pounds.
The Denver Broncos just signed the lightest player in NFL history. But the question, Joe, right. is why? Meet B.J. West, a wide receiver from Alabama State who stands at 5 foot, 842 pounds. He's a wide receiver. It's going to be like the scene from like the scene from Not Another Teen Movie.
Go watch a video of from NXT, WWE's supplemental or developmental. Go watch the video of what Keith Lee did to Adam Cole. That's what's going to happen to this young man on the Denver Broncos.
Is he going to keep
Lee pounce, gave him a pounce, not a spear, a pounce, like four rows into the stands.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You just watched the video?
I have not watched it yet. What is it called? Keith Lee?
Yeah. For those listening, NXT, Keith Lee, Adam Cole.
NXT, Keith Lee, Adam Cole. All right, just keep talking. I'm just going to watch while you're talking.
I'm just waiting to see. I mean, this is, we could have done this during a break, I guess.
Oh, well, I guess we can make it a break.
Well, yeah.
Luckily, it's a podcast.
Yeah, well, all of our listeners out there, if they've probably already downloaded it and watched it. I don't know why it's taking you so long with your super fast computer in front of you.
Because it's a five-minute long video.
It shouldn't have been that long of a video.
Well, that's from 3 years ago. I think I watched the wrong thing.
Yeah. I think you could have just gone to Twitter and found Keith Lee, Adam Cole, and I think you could have found it real fast.
Oh.
Or on YouTube. But regardless, we are going to take a break, Andy.
Okay.
When we come back, we are going to wrap things up with some crack slippers. One that does have to deal with crossover players. We will talk about that when we return here on Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura. Munganass Burkhart, Alton Toyota. It's ClaibsOnline.com.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to Weekend Joe here on ClaibsOnline.com, sponsored by Collinsville Auto Body. Collinsville Auto Body is at 911 North Bluff Road in Collinsville. And hey, they will work with most insurance providers to get you back on the road fast. If you're in a collision with a deer or anything else, Collinsville Auto Body will help you out, as I can speak to from past experience. Plus, I've known the family that's owned Collinsville Auto Body for at least the past 20 years now, maybe even longer, and I can tell you that it's good people doing great work at Collinsville Auto Body, 911 North Bluff Road in Collinsville, another fine sponsor here of Weekend Joe.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah. Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
And welcome back into Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhart, Alton Toyota. Andy, an emergency additional segment onto this week's Weekend Joe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as we recorded the episode Thursday night, thought it was just going to be, normal two segments, no interviews, nothing like that.
Right.
A new development happened Friday morning before I actually edited the show and got it posted.
Oh, how exciting.
As I went to the grocery store to pick up milk for Hudson's cereal that morning, and came across, Andy, as the people on that are watching this on YouTube can see, Andy, a new flavor of Oreo, Sour Patch Kids Edition.
Joe, are we going to do a nice size food review?
We are going to do a nice size food review.
I love it.
Here as part of Weekend Joe and on the YouTube page. And what we're going to really do is just get Mike Claiborne clicks for Claibs Online.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just draw that through the roof as we try to do sometimes. And then he probably just shakes his head and wonders how stuff like this works. Also, it should be noted, the people watching on YouTube, Andy, brand new setup that we have here, too.
I know. We added a camera.
It's a multi-camera shot, and one of the first times that we have done a video version on Weekend Joe, and I'd have to say this is probably the best video setup that we've had for a nice size food review.
Oh, without question.
That we've done so far as well.
We've done them at your kitchen table before.
Yes.
And
ice cream. We've done ice cream.
Yeah, we have. We've done crazy McDonald's sandwiches.
Yeah, and the crazy McDonald's sandwiches. So those have been the two so yep. far. This is episode three of a nice size food review.
Boy, it's a long season.
You know what? It a little bit of a hiatus, right. Mostly due to laziness.
What?
No, stop it. But I mean, with a camera setup like this, I feel like this not only encourages me to do more of these, but also maybe invite guests into the studio yeah. as well, and yeah. Just invite people over to your house and have them involved.
Come on by.
The next time, where the show will advance from here is when we bring somebody in to cook for us in your house in the basement. So
that'll go well.
So that's the next step in this whole process, along with doing shows from the pool.
Too. Right. Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah, that's
we're gonna title those Two Heavy Guys in a Pool.
So we have we have Oreo Sour Patch Kids flavored cookie and cream with colorful inclusions is what we have here. So okay. We will get to this at some point, but Andy, we're going to tease getting to this part just a little bit because something we haven't mentioned on the show yet. It's Mother's Day this weekend.
It is Mother's Day weekend.
It's Mother's Day this weekend. And Andy, I thought instead of just eating, a couple Oreo cookies and giving our review of them, also at the store as well, Mother's Day cakes from Little
Tilt
Debbie.
That. Tilt that towards
right
it.
There. Right there. Is that the camera picking this up? As I move it closer,
there you go. Now that's good.
There you go. So if you haven't gone out and got mom anything yet, you can get Mother's Day cakes from Little Debbie. They come in strawberry and lemon flavor. I got the strawberry flavor.
I can't think of anything that my mom wants more than some Little Debbie cakes. Joe, I can't help but notice that those are already open.
I did take one out at home already, but I thought I would give it. Look at that. That's where, if you're wondering the camera angles for that, as you just saw on the YouTube,
Joe's yes. right here
and Andy's right there. That's the angles that we have for this. So Andy, Little Debbie Mother's Day cake, strawberry flavors,
okay.
200 calories and 1 gram of protein. And
boy,
and
that's.
Yeah,
here in about, I don't know, 3 ounces of food.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Joe, the appearance is that of a traditional Little Debbie cake.
You have a camera on your side too. You can hold that right up to your camera over there.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
We have the appearance of a typical Little Debbie cake, a nice coating of icing, mm-hmm. and then a nice drizzle on top as well. And of course, as typical as Little Debbie, there's no icing on the bottom. Maybe just like a little extra sugar or something. So, all right. Ready to go for our first bite here?
I'm going to guess this is going to taste like a strawberry flavored zebra cake.
That's kind of what I'm going to think.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Mmm.
Oh.
Hold that up there. Show the pink on the inside.
Well, Joe, our listeners like pink things. Yeah.
So I was just going to let that joke just kind of linger out there for a bit.
Yeah, some strong pink in there, Joe.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So, again, strawberry and lemon flavored. The budget of a nice size food review is not enough to buy both.
Oh, no, no, no.
Boxes of it. So we're just doing
strawberry. I could have Venmo you to $1.29. So, Joe, overall, I'm very pleased with this. I wish it was bigger now.
Well, Andy, there's in a box of these, there's 8 of these snacks in there. Yeah.
So you could have 2.
Yeah, so or 8. Yeah.
Or 8. Is 2 by chance a serving size? I'm going to go with no.
No, 1 cake. 8 servings per container. Okay. On this. So, there you go.
Joe, it's creamy. You're right. Zebra cake consistency. There's a strong taste of strawberry. It does not leave you wanting more strawberry.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased with that Little Debbie cake. Yeah. I'm going to cleanse my palate.
I see that you're doing that. I guess I'll do the same, and we'll make this very professional. Like,
just some oyster crackers to really cleanse our palate.
Right?
Here. This is fine dining stuff.
Make sure that water stays out of the picture, out of the camera shot. So here we go. We're going to go a little bit with. We're going to do a few different tastings of this. So here we go again. The Oreo Sour Patch Kids. Again, now I got an entire package of these.
Yep.
Hudson wanted to make sure that some of them came home with me today.
God, what an idiot.
And I said, Hud, I go, I got an entire package of them. I go, we probably are going to eat like 2 or 3. And yes, I will bring you home.
Should I go and get us glasses of milk?
No, let's go non-milk with this.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go non-milk with this.
I feel like milk, I mean, it is Oreo's favorite cookie. You know that's right.
So, Andy, as you can tell from the package, I'm going to hand you two cookies.
Okay.
As you can tell, it's the golden Oreo that is that is the cookie for this. And then if you hold it under the side.
Andy, dude, there's a healthy amount of stuffing in there.
Yeah, this does look like it's the double stuffed.
There's a healthy amount. I wouldn't quite go double stuffed, but I would go extra. What's the extra one?
Is it double stuffed?
I thought double stuffed was a really, really big one.
Mm-mm. No, that's the overstuffed.
So, Joe,
the stuffed, STUFFD, I believe.
I'm going to go traditional here.
Okay.
I'm going to go Teddy KGB.
Mm.
It appears that the Sour Patch Kids are cooked into the cookie, baked under the cookie.
Oh.
And I don't know if there is any. Oh, there is some little Sour Patch Kid flex in the cream. All right. Yeah. So I'm going to go cookie by itself.
Oh.
First. So just the wafer.
Okay.
All right. You taste a Sour Patch Kid.
Really?
You do.
I'm almost tempted to try it like that. I was just going to take an actual bite of the cookie itself.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It hits you right off the bat.
Right away.
It gets you right away. You know you're eating Sour Patch Kid Oreos. All right. So now I'm going to do the teeth thing where you just take the teeth. So if you're watching, I'm sorry if you're grossed out by that. I'm going to take the teeth and just taste the filling. Oh my God, there's a ton of sugar in that. Oh my God, it gets you again. Joe, that's a nice treat.
I can't believe how overwhelming the Sour Patch Kid flavor is in this thing.
All right. Now I'm going to go all at once.
Okay.
So, again, really good, really sweet, very good.
Weird-ass Oreos that I have had.
I get a lot of lemon on the tongue.
Yeah, that's the golden Oreo. Yeah. Of the weird-ass Oreos that I have eaten over the years, I would say this is the strongest taste of all of them. So, Andy, I have an additional surprise to all of this.
Ooh.
You know, like the show, one of my favorite TV shows, one of my favorite cooking shows, we've talked to the man, Sandwich Kings. We used to love it when that food was on the show was on the Food Network.
Correct.
Jeff Morrow. He would go, he would find a sandwich shop in Chicago, and he would try this famous sandwich that was there.
Yep.
And then he would go home and he would make his own sandwich.
Right. He'd recreate it.
Andy, we are going to recreate our own. We are going to make
our
own.
Shut the front door, Joe.
Sour Patch Kid Oreos.
All right.
That's what we're going to do here.
I like it.
So we are going to open them up. And by the way, I feel like I should have done this ahead of time just for the purpose of social media.
Right.
And I should have just taken a picture of all of this to begin with. I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
For the socials. Okay. Do it for the gram.
Right.
Yeah. Just everything you're about to tear into or have already torn into. Because that's good. That's good radio. So
yep.
The microphone I know can pick me up still.
Oh, yeah.
You got multiple ones out here, too.
I do.
So, Andy, I'll give you two of these. So I went and I stopped and I got a pack again. This is cut into the budget of the of Nice Size Food Review.
What we have here, Joe, we have some
regular golden Oreos.
Yep.
I know you said that you had regular Oreos.
Yeah.
I didn't think those would be good. The chocolate with the Sour Patch Kid, I feel like would have been a tough consistent. Like that just would have been two flavors I wouldn't wanted to mix.
All right. So I have broken my Oreo here. I've taken the lid off. I'm gonna take. I have two yellow and orange. A red and a green.
How many are you putting in there?
Like a yellow.
I was just going to put a red and a blue underneath mine.
I'm going red and orange on the Oreo. And I'm going to put that lid back on there, and we're going to put this in my mouth.
I just want a red and a blue.
Right. Here's a picture of mine too there. So, always, you see on the... that you have to get the money shot, Joe. And that's when you do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to hold that down with two hands, take a bite of it. You got the... of you smashing them all together.
Mm-hmm. That's the money shot. The cross-section of
it. So how does that taste compared to the regular cookie that you just ate, the regular Sour Patch Kid Oreo that you
There's
just ate?
There's more Sour Patch flavor in the Sour Patch Oreo.
than putting. So I just put two Sour Patch Kids.
That's what I did, Joe.
In between a golden Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're exactly right. It takes a while for that to hit you.
Yeah. On the Sour Patch Oreos, mm-hmm. it gets you right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get bam, Sour Patch Kid. All right, I'm going for my second one here.
I'm going back to the Sour Patch Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try just the cookie top for this one.
Okay.
That's what you said was good.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanse the palate.
We're stupid.
So just the cookie top. Unbelievable.
I know. It's really good.
How did they do this?
I think they got the extract that they use to make the stuff, like the flavor extract, mm-hmm. and put it in the cookie mix. And the cream.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just eat the cream, like you can taste the Sour Patch Kid in there, like the crunchiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unbelievable.
How about that, Joe?
I would recommend these.
Oh.
I thought this was going to be a disaster of a treat.
Nope.
This is quite delicious.
Quite a treat.
Yeah. Definitely recommend so out of 10 nice size fritters, I got to give this like an 8 or a 9 out of 10 nice size fritters.
We doing whole numbers or can I go?
You can go halves.
We'll go like 8.6.
Okay.
I mean, I'm leaning up.
Yeah.
It's over 8.5.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how it tastes with the milk. I bet it's good with milk.
I don't know what the candy texture in it. You're more than welcome to grab a few and keep them here in your home. I mean, Hudson's going to absolutely love these.
Oh, yeah.
For as much as he likes Sour Patch Kids.
I'm going to grab a Oreos. Couple. My son-in-law also loves Sour Patch mm-hmm. Kids. So they'll be a nice treat. Joe, thanks for bringing over the for another nice-sized food review.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
By the way, Mother's Day cakes, I give those around 7.5.
Yeah, it's a zebra cake with a flavoring to it. Yep. And it'll make mom be like, oh, yeah, you thought of me. Great. Okay.
Thanks for
wonderful.
Thanks for the diabetes.
Yeah. So there you go. Another edition of Nice Size Food Review. Now with the new studio setup that we have for this, probably do these a few more often whenever we find weird foods to try. Episode number 3 of this episode, I guess the other one that we would have been the Doritos alcohol.
Yeah, you did that on your own in Vegas.
I did
and
that
you, and you said that it almost induced vomiting.
Yeah, it did.
It was really gross.
It was awful. it wouldn't even have registered a one fritter out of
we are the processed food kings around here,
right?
And we are experts in this field, so if you really really enjoy this kind of content.
Yeah.
Let us know what you like. Yeah. Give us suggestions for your for the Nice Size Food Review. And if you own a restaurant and want us to come do a Nice Size Food Review, Joe and I will be happy to entertain those offers as well.
Or if you own a restaurant and you want to come to Andy's house and cook in his kitchen, we'll allow that as well.
Attention, hello Frank Canetto. Frank Canetto, are you out there?
We will gladly accommodate you in all of your cooking needs here in the Maryville / Collinsville studios.
Love it.
All right, take a break. Back with more of Weekend Joe and wrap up this edition of a Nice Size Food Review here as part of Weekend Joe on Claves Online.
On Saturday, May 18th, the Cards host the Boston Red Sox, and that day, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a mystery nickname jersey courtesy of Maryville University. Throughout the seasons, players with unique nicknames have left their mark like Pags, Carp, and the most recent, Newt! The Cardinals are excited to honor these players with this fun mystery jersey giveaway that's Saturday, May 18th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
The Cardinals wrap up their weekend series with the Boston Red Sox Sunday, May 19th. 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a 200-piece puzzle commemorating Adam Wainwright's 200 career wins. One puzzle piece for each win. That's not all. 10,000 kids 15 and younger entering with a ticket will also receive their own pair of Cardinals sunglasses courtesy of the Pasta House. That's Sunday, May 19th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is Adam Wainwright, St. Louis Cardinals for the Lou.
Back here, Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhart, Alton Toyota here on Klabs Online. Joe Roderick, Andy Hanselman here with you. Andy, I know it's been wet all week. I don't believe you golfed at all. What's are you playing Fan Page Club Championship this weekend?
No, not this weekend. We were actually originally scheduled to play tomorrow, but my opponent has tickets to the Fox tomorrow night, so he didn't want to be out at the golf course till 7 o'clock before he had to go to the Fox. And then we actually rescheduled for last Friday. However, it was cart path only, and we both decided that we didn't want to compete under those kinds of conditions again. So we're going to shoot for it next Friday, the 17th of May, and we'll have all the updates here for you. One listener reach out and ask me about my match after he heard us talking about it on the show. He says that he's Weekend Joe's number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy.
Oh, okay. Nice. I like that. I like that we have somebody that considers himself that. All right.
Very cool.
It is. Andy, not a whole lot left to discuss here on the show today. So I believe we should wrap things up with some crack slippers.
Joe, some stories just aren't meant to hit the mainstream news, and we picked those stories up here on Weekend Joe. These are the crack slippers with Joe Roderick on the all-new KlabsOnline.com.
Andy, a gentleman by the name of Monte Harrison has sparked some conversation has sparked kind of a little bit of a throwback, some memories being brought up here this past week. Monte Harrison, up until this week, probably was best known for being part of the trade that sent Christian Yelich from Miami to Milwaukee. He was one of many. So Lewis Brinson was kind of the top name in that. He's currently playing in a Mexican league. Ison Diaz is playing in Lancaster with the Lancaster Barnstormers of the Atlantic League. Jordan Yamamoto is now a head baseball coach at a high school. And Monte Harrison has made news this week because, Andy, he is actually going back to college to play sports.
Okay.
Now, obviously, he's played professional baseball, so he cannot go back to play college baseball.
Right.
Andy, he is going to play wide receiver at Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
Not some random-ass Division III school where he's going to go and, you know, get his credits and whatever.
Right.
Andy, he's going back to play wide receiver. He was a four-star recruit who committed to Nebraska back in 2014. But then the Brewers drafted him in the second round, and he decided to play baseball. Similar story, the pitching coach at Western Illinois. This is a similar story for him. He was drafted. He was set to go play quarterback. I believe it was at Pittsburgh or Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And got drafted by the Brewers and went and decided to play baseball instead.
Okay.
And joked while he was coaching at Western that he was going to go play quarterback for Western. Because he had the eligibility to.
Right.
Yeah. So he will be playing SEC football next year at the age of 28.
Good for him.
That's crazy.
That is quite crazy. But good for him.
Right. And Andy, finally, another, story of football story. Andy, there was a gentleman by the name of Timothy McSweeney. He was a Jet season ticket holder and an award-winning firefighter for the New York Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
He died during the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Okay.
Andy, he had a 9-month-old son when he passed away. Mm-hmm. So his son was born January of 2001.
No, 2002.
No. His son was 9 months old when he died.
Oh, he died. Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah, so he was born January of 2001.
Understood. Sorry.
Patrick McSweeney. Andy, this past week, Patrick McSweeney participated in Jets rookie minicamp. Dad, a season ticket holder who passed away at 9/11, and now his son, 23 years later, trying out for the JETS Jets.
That's a cool story. I think we're gonna start hearing a lot of those kinds of stories here over the next few years.
Yeah, I would imagine. I think you're right. By the way, speaking of football, Andy, have you watched the Tom Brady roast yet?
I have not.
I have not either. I know it's 3 hours long. I've seen enough clips of it to know that it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to sit down and watch that. I hope Netflix continues this. I loved when MTV did, or Comedy Central did, the roasts.
Absolutely.
For several years. I thought that was great. So I'm glad that somebody is picking them up. And there are plenty of people out there who can be roasted.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So they should make they should definitely start this. Glad they started with Tom Brady. Andy, that's going to wrap it up for us here today on the show. Klaibs and I will be out at Mungenass next week doing the lunch show, either Monday or Tuesday. And of course, Rammer and I doing Daily Cards Live each and every day as well. Until then, he is Andy Hanselman. I'm Joe Roderick. This has been Weekend Joe, driven by Mungenass St. Louis Acura, Mungenass Burkhart Alton Toyota, here on KlaibsOnline.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Mungenass with Mungenass St. Louis Acura, here to talk to you today about some benefits of Acura's certified pre-owned program. After passing a 182-point multi-point inspection, Acura backs all of our certified pre-owned cars with a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mungenass St. Louis Acura has new inventory arriving daily. Come on into Mungenass St. Louis Acura today, meet our award-winning team, and find that perfect certified pre-owned Acura for you.